Off and running hour two here of Sports Talk live from Hooters on Vets and Metairie, getting you set for the Saints player show coming up tonight. Wide receiver Traquan Smith at 6 o'clock will be here at Hooters on Vets in Metairie. Time now for our View from Vegas, brought to you by Harrah's Gulf Coast in Biloxi. Helping us to do so, Vegas runner, my guy, at Greek underscore gambler. VR, how'd you do last week? And let's cash some tickets.
Well, I'm ready this week, man. I got some good plays, too. I split last week. That was my worst week, actually, overall. I had a losing NFL week last week. On your show, I split. Fortunately, you know, we didn't really lose much. So we head into this week. I think it was from what someone DMs me every week how we did on your show, and he has it going into today. I think we're 62% for the season, so can't ask for much better. But we split last week. Hopefully we turn a profit this week.
62%, not bad at all.
Yeah, Vegas can't runner. Go wrong, man. Six plays, too. Six plays each week.
Yeah, and typically most handicappers, they like to stick to three, right?
Yeah, I mean, listen, unless you really know what you're doing, you should really stick to low volume. That's the truth, because the bottom line is it's hard when you're not that experienced to find a lot of mistakes and inefficiencies. And more times than not, you're gambling on a coin toss. You're laying 110 on a coin toss. There really is no edge. And if you lay 110 on a coin toss, you're going to lose money long term. So I always tell bettors when they're starting off, don't get too excited. Be more selective. You know, I mean, one of the biggest assets we have as bettors is the ability to choose, meaning we can pass. If we don't like something, we don't have to bet it. But the books, they got to put a line up. They don't have a choice. So that's an advantage that bettors don't take advantage of enough. You know what I mean? You always want to remember that. You can't lose what you don't put in the middle. Granted, you can't win either, but sometimes what you save is better than what you win.
VR, I'm looking at some of the spreads in the NFL, and I know it's the Cardinals, and I know it's the Chiefs, but 16 in favor of the Chiefs, that's a lot, right? I mean,
yeah,
isn't that one
honestly,
you'd be interested in?
Yeah, I mean, you see, I'm chomping at the bits to answer that question because I couldn't agree more. Listen, I'm one of those that believe that Kansas City's as overvalued and overrated as they come. Granted, they're 8-1 straight up, and more importantly, they've outperformed the betting market 8-1 against the spread. But I still think that there's a lot of randomness to that. I don't think this is a team that's going to be able to defy probability for that long. I do expect they will regress to the mean eventually. But with that said, you know, I see why they're that big of a favorite. They made them that big of a favorite, so they don't bet Kansas City. It's the book's way of saying, listen, if you want to bet them, you got to really pay for it. They'd rather you not bet that game, and that's what that line's telling you. And you got to remember, they're coming off a week where it was the worst week, not just of this season, of probably the last 4 or 5 years. I mean, they lost a lot of money last week, and more importantly, it's been 3 straight losing weeks for the sports books. So it's no coincidence that if you look at this week's board, you're looking at a lot of big spreads. There's a lot of 10-point favorites this week. I mean, the books, after the beating they took last week, if you want to bet those good teams, you're not getting them at a discount. And I couldn't agree with you more. Listen, Arizona's a professional football team. In fact, they haven't been bigger than a 12-point dog this entire year. And now all of a sudden they're 17 or what have you. How excited could Kansas City get for this game when they got the Rams on deck in a primetime game? I mean, if this isn't the letdown spot of all letdown spots, I don't know what is. You're coming off a game against Cleveland. How excited can you get against them? You won that pretty handedly. So, I mean, this looks to me like a perfect setup for a letdown, at least against the spread. So I agree with you. I mean, it's either Arizona or pass. To lay that many points with Kansas City is just crazy. It doesn't make any sense.
Did I steal one of your top three NFL plays?
Excuse me?
Did I get one of those? The Cardinals?
No. I like it. That will be one of my bets, but I'll give you three more. I got other best bets for you.
All right, go ahead. Give them to me.
All right, I'm going to start off with the Cincinnati Bengals over your Saints. I had to start there, man. I had to get that out of the way. They're my Saints, too, especially this year. I have a future on them. You know I love them coming into the year. Overseason wins. Bet them to win the NFC. Bet them to win the Super Bowl. I still think that's what's going to happen. But this is just a terrible spot for New Orleans, man. I mean, they're coming off back-to-back-to-back huge games. This is going to be their third road game since October 21st, and they haven't been easy. You're playing Baltimore, Minnesota, and the Rams back-to-back-to-back. And if you look at the lines in all those games, they were within 2.5 or 3 points. I mean, they were very close games, at least what Vegas saw. So the fact that New Orleans not only won but covered, it was impressive. But this looks like a letdown against a Cincinnati team that, let's not forget, had extra time to prepare, is coming in off that bye. And more importantly, they went into that bye off a win. And that's always good for a team. So for me, I like Cincinnati here. I hope the Saints could pull out a win, but I would not be surprised if they dropped the 7-2 after this week. And then I'm going to go with another a home dog here, and that's Tennessee over the New England Patriots. Again, you're being asked to pay a lot to back these good teams, especially a team like New England that's covered 5 of their last 6 games and comes off a Sunday night primetime game where they beat the high-profile Green Bay Packers. And as much as Tennessee's offense hasn't been that impressive this year, the last 2 weeks they've been able to put up 47 points, and that's against the Chargers and against Dallas combined. So I think Tennessee could be in this game from start to finish, especially with that defense. And this line will be 7 by Sunday. Right now it's 6.5. You got to lay 120 to get 7. Wait to get 7. I think Tennessee's the right side. The last pick here, that's the problem with this week. I ended up liking a lot of games, but I'm going to go with the Cleveland Browns. I like Cleveland in this spot. Again, Cleveland's that team where we're getting a home dog now coming off a loss against a much better team than they're facing this week. Atlanta's coming off 3 straight wins, but you got to look at the level of opposition. It was Tampa Bay, the New York Giants, and the Washington Redskins. I'd like Cleveland to actually stay in this one again from start to finish and be able to get that cover. This line, if you wanted to bet it last week, Atlanta was -1.5. Now they're 5.5, and this line's going to be 6 by tomorrow. There's nothing that happened in the last 4 or 5 days to make this line move 4 points, other than perception of Cleveland not looking good and Atlanta looking good. So for me, I like 3 dogs in the NFL this week. And after last week's debacle for the books, don't be surprised if some dogs bark in the NFL.
Our view from Vegas, brought to you by Harrah's Gulf Coast in Biloxi, VR, Vegas Runner, at @Greek_gambler, pro bettor and handicapper at thebigmoves.com. VR, go ahead with your 3 college plays this weekend.
One, we're going to go with Maryland at Indiana. I like Maryland in this spot, man. The wrong team was favored. I mean, Indiana has no business being favored in this game, and that's why the lines dropped. I think Maryland should go off as the favorite. They're not there yet, so that's the sign I like. 2 teams in opposite trajectories. I mean, you got Indiana that's lost 4 straight games. And more importantly, you look at games that were even supposed to be close, they got blown out. Like against Iowa, they were 4-point dogs. They lost the game by 4 touchdowns. Against Minnesota, they were actually favorite, lose the game by a touchdown. This is another small spread. And again, I just think this team's pretty much given up on this season. I like Maryland in that one. Then Iowa versus Northwestern. You got 5-4 against 6-3, and Iowa's given 10 points. And I can tell you right now, that's not enough. Iowa's not going to have the problems against Northwestern they had at Penn State or at Purdue. You know, those are 2 games they could have very easily won. They lost by 2 at Purdue. They lost by 6 at Penn State, and it was turnovers that cost them. I think Iowa returning home is a very winnable game for them, and I think this turns into a blowout, especially with a little revenge in sight for Iowa. So give me Iowa -10. And finally, this may be the most squarest bet I've given in a while on your show, but I'm going to go over in Oklahoma State and Oklahoma. Last year, these 2 teams scored 114 points, and the total was 75. This year, it's up to 79, and I'm not one that really love betting over high totals like that, but I just don't see how either team's going to be able to stop the other. I mean, you know, in the end, I think Oklahoma's just going to systematically break them down. You know, they're the much better team, but it doesn't matter. Oklahoma State's still going to get their points. This team could score pretty much on anyone. So I think you'll see up and down scoring in this game with Oklahoma eventually you know, wearing them down, but over 79 for sure. So I'm going to go ahead and go Maryland plus the two, Iowa minus 10, 10.5, whatever you can get, and over 79 on Oklahoma State, Oklahoma for college football this week.
Vegas Runner, they're yelling at you on my text line here, man. They are not happy with your Saints pick.
I got to be honest, listen, and I could be wrong, and it would help us with our season win total over, and yeah, it'll be a great win for them because this is the kind of games that you're in a letdown spot. You know, if they do win this game, it says a lot about them, but I would not be surprised because they're not supposed to cover a game like this. They could squeeze it out with a field goal win. That's a huge win on the road in Cincinnati in a game that doesn't mean much for them, man. Again, this is coming off back-to-back-to-back games. Tough spot for the Saints. No matter how good they are, there's just some games it's just you can't just get out there and get it done every single week.
VR, it's funny. It's interesting that you said that because at the start of the show, I was asking the audience, is this a trap game? You know, the quote-unquote proverbial trap game because of the same reasons you talked about where they haven't played a noon kickoff in weeks, right? So they've been playing a lot of 325 primetime kickoffs. You mentioned the schedule that they ran through, and this is a Bengals team sandwiched in between a big Rams win and the Super Bowl champions coming to town next week. But my logic, though, is that it's not a trap game because I think that this team has enough veteran leadership and they're that dialed in and they're coached by the right guy that they're not going to fall into that trap. A lesser team with lesser maturity would.
And listen, if you could shut Cincinnati's running game down like Saints have done to everybody this season, then they cover this game because Cincinnati's got problems when they don't run the football against Pittsburgh, against Kansas City, against Carolina. Those are games they rushed for less than 80 yards. They lost all three of them, not just straight up, but against the spread. So I think if the Saints can shut down that run game, they got a good chance to cover this spread, but I just think this home dog, Cincinnati's just getting a little too many points here, man. Again, I always say, more times than not, we know which team's better, but the spread becomes the great equalizer, and the Saints could win this game and not cover. Again, it opened at 4. It's now as high as 5.5. It'll get to 6, and I don't think A.J. Green's worth that to the betting line, and I think that's why we're seeing that big movement. I don't think it's warranted. So for me, I'm a value bettor. I got to go with Cincy, man.
VR, in about 60 seconds, give me your thoughts on Panthers Steelers. Steelers favored by 3.5, according to MGM Resorts. And of course, Saints fans are going to be pulling for the Steelers tonight.
Yeah, you got a difference of opinions here with betting syndicates, and I make it no secret. You know, I get a lot of good information because I provide accounts for guys that win all around the country. And I have one group that bet over 50, and I have another group when it went to 52.5 that bet under 52.5 and 52. And both of these groups are up for the year in NFL. Personally, I think the under may offer some value in this one, but I like Carolina. I took the plus 3.5. Myself personally, I just think, you know, Pittsburgh at home, tough place to win. But I think that the line's just a little bit high here. On a neutral field, I make Carolina favored over Pittsburgh. And I don't think Pittsburgh's home field advantage is worth 4 and 4.5 points. Nobody's is in the NFL. So this line's a little bit too high. I'm not surprised it dropped. Sharp money came in on Carolina, and I agree with that move.
Vegas Runner. You can find him at thebigmoves.com, at Greek_gambler. Our view from Vegas brought to you by Harrah's Gulf Coast in Biloxi. VR, we'll talk to you next week. Good luck this week.
Thanks for having me, guys. Enjoy the games.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.